You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I'm so pumped for this Warrior game. Does anybody care about Jordan Poole anymore, one way or the other? Just
do you?
I really root for Jordan Poole. Like, yeah. I do. I legitimately, like, he's going to be one of those guys 10 years from now, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, gosh, we couldn't make that work.
I care about Jordan Poole still. I want to see him have a successful career.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I have no negative vibes with JP. He did play terrible at times, but he was also really, really, really good. And I feel like he was more a victim of his circumstances that he couldn't control other than, like, his actual, like, play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I would like to see him get out of Washington and go to, like, a team where he can actually be good and be on a good team, because Washington just seems like a team that's perpetually stuck in nowhere's land.
Well, Spadoni brought up the Lakers, and he brought up D'Angelo Russell, and that did kind of get my attention there. But they have a young team in Washington, and he's a leader on that team, and we'll see how it plays out. You know, I don't know if this correlates. Maybe an old-school fed, but after watching the Showtime little parody on HBO, Winning Time,
yeah,
Norm Nixon comes to mind for some reason. After watching that, because Norm Nixon was playing alongside Magic. They win a championship. But obviously there was some, like, no, I'm the point guard. Wait, I'm the point
friction.
Guard. There was some friction there. Now, it's not a like for like, but obviously there was friction with Jordan Poole on what he wanted, maybe what the Warriors wanted, and then what happened that last year with Jordan Poole. We don't need to revisit that because the vibes are good, but we know what happened. It's out there.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's almost like he's got this Norm Nixon feel to him, to where Norm Nixon gets traded to the Lakers traded him to the, not to the Bucks, not to the Celtics, not to the Rockets. They traded him to the Clippers right down the street. And he's kind of irrelevant the rest of his career. Like, he got his numbers, but he was kind of the forgotten Laker, and he was irrelevant. I hope that doesn't happen with Jordan Poole, where he helps the Warriors win a championship. We go from money time, to him asking Steph how to pop a bottle of champagne, to looking at Andrew Wiggins saying, you're getting the bag, I'm getting the bag, to playing in D.C. for the Wizards where nobody's watching.
I thought we had a splash, bro. Like, a guy who's going to be on our team for 10 to 15 years. I know that's tough in the NBA specifically, but that, yeah, that's what I thought we had. What did you make of Draymond Green praising all of the young Rockets the way that he did?
Let's listen to it. Let's listen to it.
They changed the game. They were great. They brought energy. They brought force. They got us on our heels. And then Jonathan Kuminga showed why he is Jonathan Kuminga. Kyle Anderson and Loon down the stretch was huge. BP some big buckets. He doing a great job of running his team while Steph is out.
Draymond Green, how about this? How important was J.K. Saturday night, Draymond?
He's very important. Number one, he can match the athleticism of all those guys. A-Man, Tari, Jabari, they are athletes. And A-Man's a freak. And Tari Eason got one of the best motors I've seen come through this league with skill. You know, you've seen some guys come through here with, like, great motors and no skill. He got skill. He work hard. But when you're facing guys like that, you need a JK, because not only could he go get his own, which he can, and he showed down the stretch, or every time we needed a bucket, we gave him the ball, he went and got it. But like I said, from an athleticism standpoint, he's just as athletic, if not more. And so to match that physicality and athleticism was huge. And so, you know, that in situations like that, you know, you definitely need a JK. Obviously, we need him more in other situations as well, but you definitely need him in situations like that.
It just tells me that Draymond's in a great space right now. He's in a great space. Willie's highlighted it. Fezzi's highlighted it. You've highlighted it. A lot of people have highlighted his leadership. his podium game. Now we get the podcast and he's talking about OKC, and we'll see OKC on Sunday. So that'd be interesting. But he's just in a good headspace. He told Fitz and Pookie, look, man, champion to change. I'm changing. I'm trying to be a better leader. I'm trying to be better with the referees. I was awful last year. I let the team down. I let the organization down. I want to be better. I want to retire here as a member to go to St. Warriors. I want to help these youngsters. I want to help JK become an all-star. So, look, man, Draymond's playing some great basketball off the court, but his leadership has been equally as impressive, Shasky.
To go down the rabbit hole, he's bringing up, how do you pronounce his first name? Thompson.
Oh, Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then how do you pronounce his brother's name?
He's Assur.
Assur.
Yep.
The fact that they grew up in San Leandro, you know, just outside of Oakland there, and then obviously moved to Florida afterwards, I'm just blown away how good he is. He is really, really, really good. And it was obviously a rookie last year, and to come out of this area, like, that's pretty cool. I'm pulling for him. I actually really like the Rockets roster.
Yeah.
I don't like Dylan Brooks, but I like the Rockets roster.
Moving forward, the Rockets, they play better when Şengün and VanVleet off the floor.
Well, he got, from what I saw after the game, like looking at the
Rockets coming out to play.
The Rockets' point of view, I guess he got benched.
Yes. I mean, he wasn't playing well.
Why? Like, that's kind empty, of, he killed the Warriors last year.
Empty calories, though. Empty calories. Look at the style of play. They were down 31. 31, and the Warriors, what they wanted to do was like, we're going to run up and down, especially with Şengün at center. And the Rockets went into the game, got these numbers here. It's really weird. With all this young talent the Rockets have, look at these numbers coming into the game. Going into the game, they were 29th in field goal percentage. They were 27th in pace of play. They were 23rd in three-point percentage. They were 23rd in points per game. They were 29th in assists per game at just 20. Assists per game, 22nd in steals, 28th in blocks. So they're playing slow despite having a slew of athletes. What flipped that game? Şengün went to the bench. VanVleet went to the bench. And what happened? They started playing faster.
And they attacked the rim.
They attacked the rim. So play fast. Thompson, Tari Eason, Jalen Green, Cam Whitmore, play fast. Even the Holiday brother got some run there. Yeah. He got 16 minutes.
Which Holiday brother was that?
Aaron Holiday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Aaron Holiday. So
I like their roster, but this goes back to the Warrior conversation, which, like, I like the Warriors roster, but they're playing like a team. Mm-hmm. And I saw, and for long stretches, clearly whatever they were doing out there, the Rockets, it didn't fit the style of play. And then when they got Şengün off the floor, it felt like the key opened up for them to attack. I mean, Thompson, how many shots did he get at the rim in the second half?
Plenty, because he was forced to so much full court pressure. And the game got chaotic there. So he had 11 rebounds. And he started checking the basket with reckless abandon.
I thought we were playing good D, too.
Yeah, no, Tari Eason as well. He could get up there, man. Tari Eason's a nice player. 35 minutes off the bench. So I think Houston moving forward, and Ime Udoka, who loves isolation basketball. We saw the Celtics in the finals. My turn, your turn, your turn, my turn. The Rockets with Şengün and VanVleet, they're going to have to make some choices here. VanVleet has a club option. Next year, he's making $40-plus million. I would flip him in a heartbeat right now. Right now.
He's making $40 million?
Yeah, he signed a two-year, like, $85 million contract. Wow. He's got, like, a $40 to $44 million club option.
First quarter of the game, it's VanVleet and Dylan Brooks out there. Dylan just plows someone, just absolutely plows somebody, and, like, turns over and starts, like, arguing with the ref, and him and VanVleet are just crying to the ref. I'm like, oh, God, I can't stand these two.
So I think they're going to move off of VanVleet. For some team, they see that club option saying, oh, we could just wipe away the money. Club option, we decline. VanVleet's a free agent. I think they should move off of him. He hasn't shot the ball well at all. He's a small guard, and he's not the quickest guy. He's not athletic, and they play too slow with him out there. That's one adjustment. It is Şengün. You got to figure out who he is and what he is and how he fits moving forward, because Jabari Smith Jr. can play. That young man is good.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Playing a small ball five with his athleticism and length.
Yeah, he's long.
Yeah, so I think Houston has a philosophical problem here moving forward. They play 27th in pace of play with all those athletes. That's a joke. That's a joke. Come on, do better,
Ime.
No,
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
But they need a point guard that matches what all those guys can do. If they can get a nice facilitator, I think the Warriors could use another point guard, frankly.
They could. And the rumor is Steph Curry is questionable. It's not a rumor. He is questionable, which means he is closer and closer to playing.
Be back for the Boston game.
That'd be Wednesday. We got plenty of South.
Is that game on Wednesday?
Wednesday, 4:30.
So is that ESPN?
ESPN at NBC Sports Bay Area.
Sorry. NBC Bay Area, my
NBC
bad.
NBC Sports Bay Area. NBC Sports Bay
Who
Area.
Who is the ESPN lead broadcast this year?
Mike Bree, Doris Burke, and it's been...
Because JJ's not there, yeah.
It's been Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
So...
You know what? I'll give Richard Jefferson this. I do think that he really does study the whole league and watches everything. And I do think he loves basketball. As much as I can't stand him, he isn't the worst broadcaster.
No, he's not bad. He's not bad. Let's go to, before we get to final thoughts, why are you smiling, Carter? Carter looks so happy.
Carter put a bunch of money on most improved player of the year, Moses Moody.
Did he?
Before the season started.
Yeah, Carter likes to just throw his money away. Just sad. He makes some terrible bets. Terrible.
Wow.
Big Smooth. Big Smooth in Oakland. What's happening?
Hey, Big Smooth.
Oh, man. Hey, first of all, I want to welcome back all the Warrior fans who vowed to never watch again as long as Draymond Green was on the team. So thank you guys for coming back. I also want to say, Shasky, I thank you. Because
it's always fun.
I just heard you say, hey, Shasky, I love you because you said, man, you said before the season, you didn't like this Warriors roster, that we needed Lowry soft tissue marketing, but I just heard you say you love the Warrior roster. So thank you for coming around. You are a man of principle. You will admit when you were off. Man, this Warrior roster, as I said, was the deepest team bar none. And I don't mean William Floyd bar none. And here's what I think. You keep running these 12, 13 people out. This is going to get them wins. We need to just stack up wins. We know how this thing works. And then when we get to the end, if you want to start forming, you know, if you want to start condensing the roster, we get it, you know, because we know playoff time is going to be different. But for right now, run these horses. Let them run.
Big Smooth.
Stack up the wins.
Big Smooth.
Yes, sir.
Are you happy that the Warriors didn't make? Because I told Lakem to his face. I said, I'm happy.
Yeah. I love how this is a badge of honor.
No. It's just,
Lakem, you come here. Let me tell you to your face.
You know, it's just small talk. And I was like, you know, Danny Ainge being Danny Ainge. But Big Smooth, I was, as much as you, I was happy as hell they didn't get Paul George and Larry Markkanen. I wanted to see what this roster looked like. And then visit something later down the line.
But listen, didn't you see the look on Markkanen's face? The Warriors win against them.
That was great.
It just made me rejoice. I'm like, this dude doesn't. He's just frustrated. The Warriors have been taking out the big game. Yep. If you notice, they've been taking them out one by one. And Vontae, man, I'm going to show you how much power you have. I use the term buddy buckets. You said, I like that. Now all I hear on your station is buddy buckets, man. Yep. You're a powerful dude, man.
Big Smooth.
You got juice, baby.
Even Fitz used it, man. I said it on the little fourth quarter. I said, buddy buckets. And Fitz was like, oh, I like that. Hey, let's go.
I said, look at Bonte. I said, the power of Bonte. Hey. All he got to do is mention it one time. It's going to now steep over to ESPN.
I wish I had some sort of power within my own household, but, you know, take
Big Smooth, will you meet me here on this year's team? Like, I'll be the first to admit it.
What you got, Jeff? What you got,
No,
man?
But this is what I say. Like, and I said this morning, and I'll say it again for the audience that's just tuning in now. Draymond at times drives me crazy. Actually, a lot. He drives me crazy.
Sure.
I see the value. We all see the value. But, like, I mean, enough is enough at times. I really was like, there's no way this guy's going to be a changed man. And so if I'm going to come out and critique him and rip him and all that stuff, and then when I see him, now it's 2 weeks. I'm not saying it's a full season. But when I truly see growth and maturity and him empowering the young guys, he put his arm around Pajemski after a horrible possession where Pajemski shoots an air ball late in the shot clock. It was just no one touched it but him. And instead of berating him, he like put his arm around him and like hit him on the shoulder. When I see him talking up Kuminga, and when I see him with Steph Curry out being the leader I've been demanding and begging him to be, it's like, you know what? I got to give the guy credit. I got to give him credit. And so why I'm buying
in. I think it had a lot to do with that last suspension. I think the writing is on the wall. We don't see it, but I think it was discussed. Hey, man, this is your last chance. Hey, you get real reflective, man, when that paycheck, when the paycheck is on the line, mm-hmm. when that career after broadcasting, I mean, look at Rod Artest. I'm sure he could be a good podcast or whatever, but sometimes, man, you use too many bones out there.
No doubt.
Good call,
Big Smooth. And look, man, did you pay your credit card bill last month?
Yeah.
You pay your credit card bill on time, right? All the time?
Yeah.
Just make sure you got money in April, man. House of Prime Ribs calling my name. Sounds like you believe, like me, he's going to be playing 65 games this season, buddy.
I mean,
don't be late on no payments, brother. Draymond, Day-Day playing at least 65 this year.
I mean, they played six games, and this guy's throwing a ticker tape parade straight down Van Ness to House of Prime Ribs.
Six games up, six games down. Draymond's been in all of them. Now we count down. What does he have to play now? 59 more games. Write an X over this one because he'll be available against the Wizards.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.